Good day, saints of God. I just want to bless God for yet another day. We serve an awesome God who is more than enough. We're looking at the parable of the two certainties. And we want to look at Philippians chapter 4, verses 5 through 6. And it reads as follows, from reading from the New International Version. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And I want to read from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 2 to 3. And it reads as follows. And I'm coming from the NIV version. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smothering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness, he will bring forth justice. In Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 7 reads, then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. Father God, I bless you for your word. I worship you, God. You're awesome and you're wonderful. God, speak to me, speak through me, speak to the heart of your people. Lord, every hearer that hear this word, let it minister, let it be a blessing to them. And I give you praise, I give you glory, I give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. My topic is the parable of two certainties. You know, I don't know about you, but I absolutely hate uncertainty in my life. Because I feel like I feel like I'm not in control. I begin to worry. I begin to become anxious. And the Bible doesn't want me to be worried or anxious about anything. But I also discover that there are certain things that are certain. And the first certainty we want to look at today is all of us will experience uncertainties in life. That's a certain. In other words, one thing you can be certain of in life is uncertainty. We all got up. We don't know how the day is going to end. We leave our homes. It's no certainty. It's no guarantee that we are going to make it home. And right now, somebody that's listening have some uncertainty in their lives. And especially in COVID-19, this year, we all started out very happy. We celebrated the new year in. But nobody knew that so many lives we lost. So many people, had we known how deadly this disease would have been more careful. Some of the uncertainties we have in life are exam results. You take a test, whether it's a physical or a written test or whatever, and waiting for the result. There's some uncertainty. When your funds are low, there's uncertainty about how you're going to pay the bill. We got uncertainty about how our children are going to turn out in this increasingly secularized world after post-COVID-19. And the list could go on and on and on. But one thing for sure that we can be certain of, that each one of us is experiencing uncertainty. So the question is, since we're experiencing uncertainty, how do we handle uncertainty in the world? See, we can either choose anxiety or we can choose peace. See, we choose anxiety when we assume the worst of any situation. And then here comes Mr. Doubt that says, you need to doubt the promises of God. How can you trust God when he's not even answering? How can you trust God when he's not even there where you can't even see him? And the worst thing is to compare yourselves, competing standards of the world. So the standards of the world change depending on who is in office. And the second certainty that we want to look at is the Prince of Peace is always near. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And that's the greatest assurance that we can have. Our friends will leave. Our parents will leave. Our children will leave. But Jesus will never leave us. That reminds me of the story of the train ride. I think about my journey in life. Before I got on the train, I had my ancestors. Some of them got off the train. Some people didn't even notice. Then it came down the line. My grandparents got off the train. And we missed them. Then my parents got off the train. I miss them dearly. Aunts and uncles got off the train. I miss them dearly. Cousins got off the train. I got two brothers that got off the train. We're still going on the train ride. I have sisters and children, grandchildren, cousins, nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, We don't know when anyone will get off the train. We got friends that come in our lives and they've gotten off the train. Church members got off the train. Some, we didn't even know they were off the train. It takes us years, some time. People would go to high school with, grade school with, kindergarten, pre-K. Some of them have gotten off the train. We never notice. There's uncertainty in life. But one thing we can be sure of is that God is always near. The Apostle Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 5 through 6a, the voice. Be anxious for nothing. And then he let us know, as I read that verse, the Lord is ever present with us. So don't be anxious about things. Instead, pray. So God is reminding us to cast our cares upon him. And how do we do that? We pray. We seek his face. We talk to him. The songwriter said, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your struggles. He will hear your faintest cry and he will answer by and by. He though may not answer when you want him to, but he's an on-time God. And then the prophet Isaiah prophesies. He says in Isaiah 43 verses 2 through 3, the voice, when you face stormy seas, I will be there with you with endurance and calm. You'll be engulfed in raging rivers. If it seems like you're walking through the fire with flames licking at your limbs, keep going. You won't be burned because I, the Eternal One, am your God. I am the Holy One of Israel, and I will save you. So the King James put it a little different. He said, when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. God is reminding us, saints of God, that yes, we are going to face stormy seas. But he says, you're not alone. I'm right there with you. When you're going through the raging waters, when you're going through the fire, you're not alone. I'm right there with you. You may say, well, why do I need to go through that stuff? There are things in your life that God needs to burn out, that impurity. You are a diamond. And in order to have that diamond looking so beautiful, that it has to go through a fire to remove all those spots and wrinkles, all that blemish and stain. So we go through trials, so we go through testing, because there's some stuff in us that needs to be removed. It's not always easy. It's not always nice. It's not always pleasant. But God do things for a reason. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless your name, God. We worship you, God. We glorify you. Thank you, Jesus. You're so wonderful. And in Acts chapter 1, Luke records how Jesus' disciples ask him a time-related question. And they wanted to know when he was going to free Israel from Rome. Let's look at how Jesus responds. He said, the Father sets those dates. He replied, and they are not for you to know. Acts chapter 1, verse 6 through 7, the TLB version. See, I love Jesus' response. It's okay not to know everything. It's okay not to know, to have certain uncertainties. But I just want to admonish you that it's not okay to allow ourselves to be overwhelmed by the uncertainties in life. Instead, we need to let our uncertainties lead us into the safe and familiar arms of Jesus Christ. He has his arms wide open. He's waiting. He said in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. So when you're going through, instead of giving up, call upon Jesus. He's waiting to hear from you. He said before you call, he already heard. And while you're calling, while you're asking him, the answer is on the way. And because answers went, you got to exercise faith. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You may not see what you're looking for. You may not see what you're waiting for. But don't give up. Don't give up. Continue to trust God. If all you know in your uncertainties is that Jesus is certainly with you, that's enough. And it's more than enough. So trust God. Rely upon God. And know that he will bring you through. My name is Reverend Dr. Claudette Lattimore, and I am with In His Presence Outreach Ministries. Be blessed. Be encouraged. Know that God never fails. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Be blessed. And we meet daily at 6 a.m. on the prayer line and Monday through Friday. You can email me at ihpom2008@gmail.com. In His Presence Outreach Ministries. God bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus.